I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, May 6th. Now that voting is over, the staff at the boards of election will reconcile and certify their results. WYSO's Catherine Mobley has an update on how voters decided issues across the area.
In Montgomery County, voters passed a 5.93 mil bond for Kettering City Schools. The district says of its dozen schools, 11 need to be replaced. This levy will run for 10 years. However, voters rejected a 1.25% income tax that would have benefited Jefferson Township Local School District. In Greene County, voters passed a 1.3 mil levy for Xenia City School District. In Warren County, voters rejected a 1% annual income tax for Franklin City School District. In Butler County, the Fairfield City School District had a 1.25% income tax to cover maintenance and other expenses. That failed. In Xenia, voters rejected a 2.4% income tax increase to pay for street repairs. However, in Trotwood, voters passed a 5.75 mil property tax. It's for various city operations, police services, recreational programs, and economic development. In Harrison Township, voters also passed a 3.5 mil police levy. A similar action happened in Butler Township, where voters passed a 2.5 mil levy for police and a 2.5 mil levy for fire and EMS. Finally, in northern Montgomery County, voters in Clay Township approved a 2.5 mil fire and EMS levy. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
And yesterday's primary election saw a number of candidates vying for seats in local government. WYSO's Jerry Kenny reports on a few of those races.
While incumbent Congressman Mike Turner ran unopposed for the Republican Ohio 10th District seat, six candidates were on the ballot for the Democratic primary. Unofficial results indicate that Turner will face off against Christina Knickerbocker, a U.S. Air Force veteran and a nurse practitioner at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. This is Knickerbocker's first entrance into politics. Over in Clark County, four Republicans ran for the unexpired term of County Commissioner Melanie Flax-Wilt, who stepped down at the end of last year. Unofficial results there indicate Greg Koffenbarger rose above his challengers by a fair margin. The New Carlisle farmer previously served as a Pike Township trustee for 17 years. In Greene County, Republican candidate Brian Lampton won his party's primary for the Ohio House 70th District seat. In Greene County, Republican candidate Brian Lampton won his party's primary for the Ohio House 70th District seat. He will now face off against Democratic candidate Kim McCarthy this fall. And a Democrat, Krista McGall, will face Republican Levi Dean for the 71st Ohio House District. Both ran unopposed in their respective primaries. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenny.
The Republican primaries on Tuesday's ballot included a landslide for governor, an easy win for a statewide office holder seeking another statewide job, a multi-candidate Supreme Court race, and a contest for treasurer that was very close. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
There hadn't been much doubt that Vivek Ramaswamy would be the Republican nominee for governor. An unofficial result showed him winning with more than 82% of the vote. Treasurer Robert Sprague also scored an easy win for the nomination for Secretary of State, beating Marcel Sturbich by a 3-1 margin. In the four-way race for Ohio Supreme Court, former Franklin County Common Pleas Judge Colleen O'Donnell pulled out a win with 32% of the vote. The closest statewide race of the night was for the GOP nomination for treasurer, with former State Representative Jay Edwards, who was endorsed by Vice President J.D. Vance and U.S. Senator Bernie Moreno, barely getting by State Senator Christina Rogner, who was backed by Ramaswamy. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Votes for a long-shot Republican candidate for governor in Tuesday's primary will not count. This comes after a ruling from the Ohio Supreme Court on the eve of the election. Once again, State House correspondent Karen Kassler.
The court unanimously sided with Republican Secretary of State Frank LaRose, who decided Heather Hill was ineligible for the ballot. Hill's Lieutenant Governor Stuart Motes withdrew from the ticket on April 22nd after the two exchanged insults on social media. LaRose said the law requires a ticket for governor to file jointly and doesn't allow a replacement running mate less than 70 days before an election unless a candidate dies. In filing her complaint last week, Hill had argued there was nothing in the law that deals with running mates who withdraw and that removing her from the ballot infringes on the rights of voters. But LaRose said in his response that replacing a candidate this late could actually impair voters' choices, as well as disrupt how the election is conducted. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The race for the Democratic nomination for Attorney General went easily to John Kulwitz, with a 2-1 win over former lawmaker Elliot Forehand. The contest for Secretary of State was expected to be closer, but former House Minority Leader Allison Russo got an even bigger win over Cincinnati cancer doctor Brian Hambly. State House correspondent Joe Ingles has this.
Hambly said he was disappointed but grateful the Democratic Party and most unions didn't endorse.
And so I feel like we had a fair shot to run all the way through.
The candidates focused a lot of attention on redistricting. Russo says she hopes voters will elect her in November, then come back to the ballot with another attempt to change the redistricting process.
But this time, they are going to have a Secretary of State who will actually give these ballot initiatives a fair shot and not put my thumb on the scale.
Russo will take on Republican State Treasurer Robert Sprague for Secretary of State this fall. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The Food Bank, Inc. will celebrate its 50th anniversary on June 25th with a block party from 2 to 6 p.m. that'll mark the opening of its new community building. The 12,000-square-foot space will be open to the public. The event will feature the building's two medical exam rooms, classrooms, and more. Ohio Congressman Mike Turner toured the space on Tuesday. He helped the nonprofit secure $2 million in federal funding for the expansion. He says this competitive funding was necessary to serve more than 110 food-insecure people in Greene, Montgomery, and Preble counties.
The community knew immediately when there was a problem in the community to come here. And the community also knew when they wanted to support people in need, where to put their support, and that was at the food bank.
The community building will also offer wraparound services to those in need, including access to community health workers and information on food assistance. The food bank reports it hosted over 853,000 client visits in the last fiscal year, donating over 17 million pounds of food. We should see some sun today with a high temperature near 60 degrees. Chilly again tonight, a low in the lower 40s, and temperatures will be peaking around 60 on Thursday. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, May 6th. I'm Mike Fraser.